Thank you, said Lee's voice. And now we turn to regular contributor Royal for an update on how the new Wizarding Order is affecting the Muggle world. Thanks, River, said an unmistakable voice, deep, measured, reassuring.
Kingsley, burst out Ron. We know, said Hermione, hushing him.
Muggles remain ignorant of the source of their suffering as they continue to sustain heavy casualties, said Kingsley. However, we continue to hear truly inspirational stories of wizards and witches risking their own safety to protect Muggle friends and neighbours, often without the Muggles' knowledge. I'd like to appeal to all our listeners to emulate their example, perhaps by casting a protective charm over any Muggle dwellings in your street. Many lives could be saved if such simple measures are taken.
And what would you say, Royal, to those listeners who reply that in these dangerous times it should be wizards first? Asked Lee.
I'd say that it's one short step from wizards first to pure bloods first, and then to Death Eaters, replied Kingsley. We're all human, aren't we? Every human life is worth the same and worth saving.
Excellently put, Royal. And you've got my vote for Minister of Magic if ever we get out of this mess, said Lee. And now, over to Romulus for our popular feature, Pals of Potter.
Thanks, River, said another very familiar voice. Ron started to speak, but Hermione forestalled him in a whisper.
We know it's Lupin.
Romulus, do you maintain, as you have every time you've appeared on our programme, that Harry Potter is still alive?
I do, said Lupin firmly. There is no doubt at all in my mind that his death would be proclaimed as widely as possible by the Death Eaters if it had happened, because it would strike a deadly blow at the morale of those resisting the new regime. The boy who lived remains a symbol of everything for which we are fighting. The triumph of good, the power of innocence, the need to keep resisting.
A mixture of gratitude and shame welled up in Harry. Had Lupin forgiven him then for the terrible things he had said when they had last met?
And what would you say to Harry if you knew he was listening, Romulus?
I'd tell him we're all with him in spirit, said Lupin, then hesitated slightly. And I'd tell him to follow his instincts, which are good and nearly always right.
Harry looked at Hermione, whose eyes were full of tears.
Nearly always right, she repeated. Oh, didn't I tell you? Said Ron in surprise. Bill told me Lupin's living with Tonks again, and apparently she's getting pretty big too. And our usual update on those friends of Harry Potter's who are suffering for their allegiance, Lee was saying.
Well, as regular listeners will know, several of the more outspoken supporters of Harry Potter have now been imprisoned, including Xenophilius Lovegood, erstwhile editor of the Quibbler, said Lupin.
At least he's still alive, muttered Ron.
We have also heard within the last few hours that Rubius Hagrid, all three of them gasped, and so nearly missed the rest of the sentence. Well-known gamekeeper at Hogwarts School, has narrowly escaped arrest within the grounds of Hogwarts, where he is rumoured to have hosted a support Harry Potter party in his house. However, Hagrid was not taken into custody and is, we believe, on the run.
I suppose it helps when escaping from Death Eaters if you've got a 16-foot-high half-brother, asked Lee.
It would tend to give you an edge, agreed Lupin gravely. May I just add that while we here at Potter Watch applaud Hagrid's spirit, we would urge even the most devoted of Harry's supporters against following Hagrid's lead. Support Harry Potter parties are unwise in the present climate.
Indeed they are, Romulus, said Lee. So, we suggest that you continue to show your devotion to the man with the lightning scar by listening to Potter Watch. And now, let's move to news concerning the wizard who is proving just as elusive as Harry Potter. We like to refer to him as the Chief Death Eater. And here, to give his views on some of the more insane rumours circulating about him, I'd like to introduce a new correspondent, Rodent